Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I am your host, Ryan O'Clavin, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about the worst attractions to get stuck on. To join me for this discussion, we're going to have Mr. Charles Boda.
Hello.
Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And Mr. Craig Williams back there. I don't know why I always address you guys with the Mr.
I like it.
I don't have anything more creative to say about it.
It makes me feel fancy.
It's the only time anybody does that.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, anyway, we have done the best attractions to get stuck on, as you may or may not have seen or heard, whichever, however you ingest this show, that's on you. But we are here to tell you what we think are some of the worst attractions to get stuck on. And to kick us off with this discussion, we're going to hand it over to Charles.
Okay.
Take it away, CB.
You are CB.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the initials in my name and everything.
Wow. So,
actually, if you add my middle name in, it's Cab. My middle name's Andrew.
I don't know. Did you know that we were making a great movie ride reference?
Yes.
Oh, but
I figured you would have figured that out like 2 years ago.
We maybe. Get it. You sucked the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's the.
Take it away, CB.
Speaking of sucking the fun out of things, mine is going to be pretty much pretty evident to anybody given the subject matter. It's a small world. Getting stuck on It's a Small World is just a beautiful kind of tragedy where, like, so just to describe my last personal experience where I was stuck in It's a Small World, I got a thing about clowns. Don't like them. Me and clowns, we do not get along.
How about marionettes?
Yeah, marionettes, clowns, puppets, the entire thing. And so the last time that I was stuck, I was just about to the exit, right about to the exit tunnel. And they have the clowns in the white heavenly room.
Yeah.
They have the clowns up on the balloons that like raise and lower and raise and lower. And I'm just sitting there for like 7 minutes that honestly felt like good 2 years with just a clown gradually inching closer to me and then backing up and then inching closer. And I felt like it got like two
scene from Poltergeist.
It got like 2 inches closer to me each time that it descended to the point where like its hands were almost around my neck before I left. And then you've got that repetitive song. Can't remember the name of it, but
Small World. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But you've got that repetitive song in the background and you've got all the vivid colors and the puppets judging you, sizing you up. Like it's just a
judging you.
Listen, your mind plays tricks on you if you're in that situation for a long period of time.
It's like being in a rubber room or something.
But
like that.
I love how terrible it is because it is so uniquely like ridiculous. The song is already, you know, repetitive to begin with, and then just getting stuck there, just it feels like somebody's playing a mean-spirited prank on you.
You know how bad it is? This is in Disneyland's It's a Small World, but in 2013, a man was stuck and sued Disney, and a judge awarded him that Disney had to pay him $8,000 for being stuck on it for as long as he did.
How long? Because
for 30 minutes while they repaired the ride, and he won $8,000.
30 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, but like 10 minutes, what, the $2,000? I can't do math, but like a decent chunk of change.
I don't know how it breaks down.
It sounds like a Fear Factor challenge. Like you go in, and they put you in one place in there, and they're like, how long can you hold out, you know?
I'm not even trying to go against the grain. I actually find it therapeutic.
Really?
Like the music, yeah. It's. I think it is kind of what Charles alluded to, the repetition of it. It's just, it makes it easy going for me.
Well, you know what? So. You know what? I feel kind of the opposite, only because, let me ask you this. How does Row Row Your Boat treat you?
I mean, I really haven't dealt with it in probably about 30 years. since I was about one or two, maybe.
Songs, I forget what those type. I mean, it's like, it might be called a rowboat, but it's when you have songs that have that continuing succession. Lamb Chop song. I love Lamb Chop song, but it is, and now it's in my head. But
is
it's
that what
the
we're
song
just
that
torturing
never
each other?
No,
with
but it's
like
the Small World. It's the same type of a thing where I've read articles about this, about how what it is in your brain that gets it trapped there. But Small World has that loop in it, obviously, and you don't know enough of the actual words sometimes to complete the loop. So your brain is trying to figure it out. So that's why it rolls around the way it does. And so for me, sometimes it's like you're stuck. Mm-hmm. And so they say if you listen to the song and like if you just play the actual song and listen to it all the way through, it'll take it out of your head. It'll help you do that. So that's a fun tip. I don't know if it works. It could just create a bigger nightmare than Charles's clown story. But for me, my favorite attraction at Walt Disney World is actually an attraction that I don't like getting stuck on, and that is Dinosaur at Animal Kingdom. Because my thing is one of you guys brought it up, it is very loud. They have turned down the volume a little bit. I'm not against how loud it is. It's just that if you get stuck in an area where, like, the meteor is coming down over and over again, I think that's one of the parts they actually recently took out. But it, like, that noise starts to, like, your nerves start going, and so every one of the it's like water torture, you know, every one of those hits starts to hurt that much more. And also, you could get stuck in an area. A lot of the areas of that attraction are really, really, really dark. So even though, like, if ideally you'd want to get stuck maybe in the beginning when you first turn into the prehistoric area and be like, okay, well, I see some of the more dinosaurs and details here. But that's kind of like, after that, it's so dark in the rest of the ride that you're just kind of trapped in darkness with dinosaurs growling around you, where I'm actually afraid of dinosaurs, so it starts to eat away at my fear a little bit.
That's a nice fear to have, though. Like, clowns, sadly, totally exist and could be around any corner. Dinosaurs are extinct. You have no chance.
You talk to John Hammond. We'll see how extinct they are. But I don't know. Have you guys ever gotten stuck on this ride before? Is that ever
happened? Yeah, I have, and it was in the pitch black, and it still kind of like rumbles a little bit too. Yeah. So you're just kind of like shaking around in the darkness.
Okay, my illogical fear is actually that the dinosaur animatronics will come to life and eat the tourists.
That's a more rational fear.
Yes, as Ian Malkin did say about Pirates of the Caribbean. But what do you think?
I've never been stuck on this one.
Oh, but
I don't see any benefits of getting stuck on it.
Right.
I have been paused on Indiana Jones Adventure in Disneyland, so same type of ride vehicle. If it's the exact same kind of stop, then it's also very similar to one of the attractions I worked at, Forbidden Journey, where you can get stuck in a kind of awkward position since it is a simulator on top of a base. And so I know when I got stuck on Indy for a brief time, we were kind of like in one of the lean forward positions, and I don't much care for that. So I can see the downsides of getting stuck on it. So
I got stuck,
I support you,
toward the end once too. It was like right before where the Iguanodon is kind of holding it up. And at first I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I get to stop and look at this Iguanodon. But then it was like, the more you look around, the more like you're not really supposed to be stuck. This isn't one of those attractions where you, especially that area where an effect is about to happen, because the Carnotaurus's head is going to pop out. And so it like also leaves you, it ruins the rhythm of that attraction, because that attraction is based on being like, we got to get in, we got to get out, there's a meteor. And then you're like, and the Jeep stalled and I'm dead because I didn't get out before the meteor. So, but that's just that. I'm going to save Craig's for last. Steve.
I don't mean to pick rides that the three rides that I worked on, but the other one is, in the last episode I said Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, wait, never mind, just go. I thought Craig was going to say yours, and it's fine. I was trying to save that one for last, but never mind. I forgot.
And so one of the other rides that I worked on was Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress, and it is horrible. If you've ever been on Carousel of Progress when it rotates, the animatronics don't turn off and the lights don't go down. It just plays the same scene over again, which aggravates everyone in the crowd. And then they proceed to want to get off the attraction, but that's what will then keep it there longer. So I've been,
detain people? Now there's
I've seen people start to get up in the middle, and I've said like, hey, the ride's going to stop if you get out. And then like sometimes they'll be like, all right, fine. But what ends up happening if they don't is the ride stops because someone got out at some point. And then the ride will stop again and you'll be stuck. I think the record I had was 3 times I watched the same scene over and over and over again, because they're telling you to not get out and to stay seated, because in order for the ride to rotate, there can be no guests behind the ride just walking around freely. So people, but it's in like an avalanche of a problem.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this must cause like a slippery slope, because people must start just in the, I'm thinking about it in terms of one showroom.
Right.
People in the other showrooms must start doing it too.
Yeah, you know? Well, and so it's like, people are getting annoyed. Oh, I have to watch the same scene again. So then they want to get out. And then that's what causes other people then to get stuck, and then they want to get out, and then it's eventually. I have seen it where they just evacuate the ride. They just say, "Okay, like this is beyond." And actually, one of the angriest, if you Google like angry cast member Carousel of Progress, there's a cast member that's like, "Please remain seated," because he's getting so aggravated with all the guests. It's an interesting video if you want to check it out.
Oh, yeah, I've been stuck on this one before, and Steve is 100% correct, even though I wouldn't expect him to lie about it, but it is, that is exactly what happened. My instance, I want to say I stopped for three scenes, too. The first scene, we didn't close the gap the entire way.
Oh, gosh.
So part of our theater
was
still...
You could see the other...
Yeah, we could still see into the other theater. So I'm pretty sure it probably should have just like been a complete stop right there. But it kept going. And then finally we closed up and we're like, oh, no, we're going to keep going around.
Oh, no.
But then it stopped and we watched the same scene over again. And then as Steve said, we had someone get up and walk out. So then we had it one more time. And then finally we made it around. But it was... It just was so bad. And I do love Carousel of Progress. I literally, if I had time for it every single time I went to the Magic Kingdom, this is one attraction, like Country Bears and Enchanted Tiki Room, I will go out of my way to do it. But seeing the same scene three times in a row, that's when you start getting like, okay, maybe this is just a little bit too much. I need to break it up a little bit. But it is aggravating, yeah, to say the least.
Oh, for sure.
They need to like create a thing where it's like Rocky Horror Picture Show. So you know how like people in the audience participate. Like, I mean, this is dangerous, but you need to
let's get
like
a bunch of people throwing popcorn at the stage,
throwing stuff like that. But I mean, like doing calling out stuff and like cast members when they're trapped need to have a sheet where they, so the guy will start the guy. What's the man's name in that attraction?
Father
will start saying stuff and you'd be like, forget this recommendation, Craig. What's the one you want to get stuck on?
I see. I'm going to also disagree with you on that whole statement of the callbacks, because
that was worse.
Then you get exactly what I hate about going in Rock and Roller Coaster, and that's the one over eager cast member who has to talk to the screen to Steven Tyler and all that. It's like, no, that is
that
not
happened
a part
to us
here.
The last time we were on, and then it happened to me twice in California while I'm riding Guardians of the Galaxy last time. And you know how I am with that ride. And I was just like, oh no, this isn't your dialogue. Like, you didn't write this.
How about some backstage passes?
Yeah. Like, that's a great idea. Like, come on. We get it. You're here every day and you have to think of things to make the time go by. But sweet Jesus, we don't want to listen to it. Sorry.
Yeah, I get that totally. Okay, mine is a bit of a shocker of sorts. And that is... The People Mover. Sorry, I completely
forgot. You got stuck
on
that thing, didn't you? Because you're thinking about Rock and Roller Coaster with your word choice.
I was.
I saw your hand moving. Wait a second. I love that idea. I have six fingers on this hand now.
Okay, so mine is the People Mover. And don't get me wrong, there are some really great places to get stuck at on this, especially if you get stuck at Space Mountain while Space Mountain is currently down. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the ultimate time that you can get stuck. But
a lot of dust in that area. Yeah.
Well, that is true. But my ultimate thing is, while I enjoy the People Mover and I see the upside and the benefits of it, I understand why everyone loves it. If I want to people watch, I'd rather people watch from the ground. So if you get stuck at any of the exterior portions, you're people watching up from above. So you're basically like, you have to go out of your way to kind of look down and be entertained. Otherwise, you're just sitting up there. If the breeze isn't blowing well, then it actually does get rather warm under there. One of the things I hate most is when it originally gets stuck, almost all the time you get the double bumps because they don't all stop smoothly.
Oh, they hit each other?
Yeah. The uncle bumping may occur.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
And it's like one of those things. It's not a big deal. It's not enough to like throw your back out. It's just annoying. And so if you get stuck multiple times while you're making your way around once, it starts to get a little old with the bumping. But ultimately, for me, there's not the views are great as you're moving along. They're not great when you're just stuck in one area. So maybe this is like kind of a little wishy-washy to choose this like one of the worst. For me, though, it's just there's – I get stuck on this quite regularly, I think, like a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And there's just not enough to like entertain me while I'm up there. I'll just – even though I just said the benefits of Spaceship Earth was I pulled out my phone and screwed around on it, that's what I inevitably do on People Mover. I just sit on my phone and wait for the downtime to end. And it's that part of what is fun about getting stuck on an attraction is being able to take in the details, being able to take in the environment that you're in. And for me, I just don't get that at People Mover.
I zap your energy a little bit, I feel like, too, being stuck there, but...
I'm going to agree and disagree. I think it depends for me in the People Mover where you get stuck. So you mentioned if you get stuck in Space Mountain with the lights on, that's pretty cool. I think if you get stuck in front of the Epcot model, I wouldn't complain about that.
Yeah.
There are certain areas of this ride that I think are cool.
Anywhere with air conditioning.
Yeah. Even overlooking Buzz and seeing people play the game. Yeah. There are certain areas that I'm like, that would be kind of cool to be stopped there. But yeah, I can see sitting out in the sun with nothing to look at. That's kind of a bummer.
And there are times of the day where the sun will be at the right level where it's not right overhead and you are blocked. You can get sun hitting you while you're on the attraction. I mean, this is just certain times of the day, like early in the morning before it's completely up or as the sun's setting. But, you know, it can be a minor annoyance with it. So, overall, that's just one that kind of grinds my gears a little bit. I'm more on the Carousel of Progress side.
Well, there you have it. We've got our worst attractions to get stuck on, which were Small World, Carousel of Progress, People Mover, and Dinosaur. That is our list. We'd like to hear yours, so feel free to leave a comment on this video or tweet at us at the.diz too. And we are, as always, welcome to other future conversation topics for this show. We'd like that feedback as well. And I think that will do it for this episode. Thank you guys for joining us here, and we will see you next time with another episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World.